Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight marks the start of our 40-day journey, one of sorrow over our sins, one of confession, and one of repentance. Ashes have left an impression on us of a cross on our foreheads. It is the first external reminder that Lent has come and that we must die. Ashes for baptized Christians are a sign of confession, of repentance, of suffering, of grief. When God first confronted Adam and Eve in the garden after the fall into sin, God immediately reminded Adam that just as he came from the dust of the ground, so his body would become dust again in death. Although Adam and Eve were once created perfectly, they would now die because they had broken God's command. As their children, we also hear those same words when we receive our ashes. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Death comes to all people because all have been born under the curse of original sin since our first mother and father, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God in the garden. As King David truly confesses, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me, from Psalm chapter 51. Therefore, Lent is a very healthy annual spiritual practice for us because it reminds us that we need to take off the old clothing of sin in order that we can put on our new clothes provided to us by Jesus Christ. And if you do a quick review of Holy Scriptures, there is overwhelming evidence of ashes throughout. Job covered himself with ashes because of his grief and shame in Job chapter 2. Jeremiah reminds us of ashes in the book of Lamentations. Ezekiel preached that cities such as Tyre would repent in dust and roll in ashes. Ezekiel chapters 26 and 27. Isaiah also warned God's people about idolatry and worshiping wooden idols. One who worships them feeds on ashes, from Isaiah chapter 44. In Esther chapter 4, verse 1, Mordecai mourns for the people of God, tearing his clothes, putting on dust and ashes after he hears the murderous proclamation of the king and his servant Haman. Later, after Jonah preached to the city of Nineveh, the king and all the people in the cities mourned in dust and ashes, from Jonah chapter 3. And finally, Jesus urges the Galilean cities of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum to repent in sackcloth and ashes in tonight's gospel reading. The ashes you wear tonight remind you of your sin. Just as Nineveh sinned and repented in dust and ashes, many others repented after God's prophets preached to them. And tonight, we begin a new sermon series, Promised Treasures. Each week, I will highlight a visible and biblical object that reminds us of who we are and what God has done to save us. And a number of these objects are common in everyday life. But by using them in this way, we can better appreciate our history as the people of God and the daily need for Jesus Christ. And tonight, we sit and clothe ourselves in dust and ashes, just like Job did. Now, Job was blessed with a large family from God. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned a whole lot of land, had numerous servants, thousands of animals. He was one of the wealthiest men in the East. He was a lot like a modern-day Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, or even an Elon Musk. However, God allowed most of all of his earthly treasures to be taken away from him in a single day. Then he permitted Job's body to be so deeply affected and afflicted with boils and sores all the way from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head that he literally scraped the scabs from his skin with a piece of pottery just to obtain just the tiniest bit of relief while he sat in ashes. Job's situation was so desperate that even his wife pleads with him, just curse God and die. From Job chapter 2. Now all Christians suffer in this life. And if you haven't, you probably will. In fact, St. Paul says to the Philippian congregation and St. Timothy that all Christians suffer. For it has been granted for you for the sake of Christ that you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake. Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. Now some sufferings and trials are worse or less than others. Some are self-made due to our selfish ways, and they at times hurt and injure others, sometimes even the ones that we love the most. And other suffering is simply brought on by others because we live in such a fallen, sinful world. And because there is sin in the world, there's also death. Our grandparents die, our parents die, sometimes even our children die before us. Our loved ones die. So we sit in ashes with Job, and we remember what Martin Luther said before God. We are beggars. This is true. True repentance helps us to recognize that any and every blessing that we enjoy is a gift from God's almighty hand. However, being baptized into Christ's death is more than just wearing ashes. Jesus Christ promises to also raise you from those ashes of death, to raise you from the grave, and assures you of eternal life. Jesus promised Martha at Lazarus' death, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. From John chapter 11. St. Paul adds, we are buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too might walk in newness of life. From Romans chapter 6. You are no longer clothed in death, but alive with Christ. After Job endured his ashes and his cross, God raised him out of his suffering. Jesus Christ washes and raises you right now with a renewed purpose. He wipes away all those ashes, and he promises you eternal life. He blesses you with this promise. Good Friday is coming, reminding you that Jesus has taken all of your ashes and your old clothing of sin and nails it with himself to the cross and all of that nastiness. It was all buried with him and is no more. That's why St. Paul says, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Easter promises you that God always raises the dead. You now have hope and joy because he raised his own son, Jesus Christ, from the dead. Yes, we sit in dust and ashes today in order to grieve, to suffer, and to repent again. However, we grieve as Job grieved. Job had hope and believed in the promise of his Redeemer. And God blessed Job because Job had been faithful. The Lord restored the family of Job. He gave him an additional 7 sons and 3 daughters, 3 beautiful daughters. And he also doubled the size of Job's flock. And Job lived another 140 years, dying an old man full of days, a man blessed by his God. And like Job, dear friends, in the end, we will not be clothed in ashes, but in stunning, beautiful white robes, washed completely by the blood of our resurrected Lamb, Jesus Christ. Our joy is not found in ourselves, but only in the Lord Jesus, who offers up his precious body and blood in the supper. In him we are clothed. In him we are redeemed. In him we are sealed. We are sealed both now and forever. This is our promised treasure. Amen.